From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Rusty Nelson reading Montana Hitch by Richard Wheeler. Now let's begin with Montana Hitch. Chapter 1. Abner Dent topped a gentle roll of prairie, saw his house a mile off, and hated it. The great white monster thrust arrogantly from the earth, defying man and nature. Even from where he sat his horse, Abner could make out its broad veranda along the south side, and the cupola with its weather vane on top. It didn't belong there. It sat upon land Abner didn't even own, land the government had yet to survey. It crushed his ranch like a 100-ton anvil, squeezing life from it day by day. Once he loved it, found joy in it, built it for his bride-to-be with all his dreams of bliss permeating its splendid rooms. Oh, where had the good times gone? Where had joy fled? The familiar bitterness rose in him again, as it always did when his thoughts returned to Eve, his wife, whose bridal gift had been that house and a raft of extravagances his outfit could hardly afford. But that wasn't all that crabbed at Abner now as he glared dourly at the homestead. His tall, angular, jet-haired bride, plucked from a hurdy-gurdy up in Maiden, had turned out to be no wife at all. And Abner had no solution for it, other than patience, which is what he summoned now as he sat his horse, staring ahead at the whited sepulchre of all his dreams. He set the matter aside, as he always did. There was little point in fretting about something he couldn't change. Just now it was all he and Henri could do to keep the 9 steers and the old bull he was driving from snaking back to the herd. His Métis boy had gotten better, but still was no drover, and the two of them were barely a match for those big, sneaky steers that seemed to understand they'd soon be steaks on platters up at Maiden. Henri was all Abner could afford, and he could barely pay Henri his 20 and found. Abner could never put the proper French inflection on the half-breed's name, and ended up calling him Hungry, which probably fit him better anyway. Hungry Bilodeau. Together they drove those scheming cattle eastward across Judith Basin grasses toward Abner's home place. Tomorrow they'd begin the 3-day drive up to Maiden, the gold and silver camp high in the Judith Mountains 40 miles away. Zimmerman wouldn't like that bull, but he'd take it. They all demanded beef up there. Abner had a contract with the Maiden butcher to deliver 10 beeves at the beginning of each month. Zimmerman wanted more, but Abner Dent couldn't raise them fast enough. Not with a herd of 500, he thought, thinking of his expanding neighbors, especially Marvin Trump to the north. And Eve, especially Eve. Dreams never quite work out, he thought. Some sort of mailed fist in the universe smashed most dreams to smithereens, or twisted them to death. His, for instance. He lifted his gaze from a dawdling brindle long enough to feast his spirit on what lay about him. From the moment he first saw the Judith country in 79, he'd loved it. Buffalo still ran thick then, but they'd been shot away by 1882. Well after he'd built the cabin and run his first odd bunch of longhorn cows, worn-out oxen, 6 retired milkers, and some bought shorthorn calves. Not much of a start, but something from nothing. He'd started penniless and built it all with hard work, sacrifice, and a ruthless determination to track down every predator and rustler, 2 and 4-footed, that disturbed his growing herd. Here in the Judith Basin, he'd found the richest grasses he'd ever seen in this northern country, hip high, waving in the summer breezes. Off to the east rose the dark, ponderosa-clad Judiths, rich in gold and silver. Southeast, the ridge of the Snowies. To the north, the Moccasins lay easterly in the high woods dim on the northwest. And to the south and west, the Little Belts. All wilderness, and the summer home of the Blackfeet from time immemorial. The distances had stirred something in him, and he knew where he'd settle. He'd raise beeves here, even if he was miles...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?